Sunday, the 28th of August 2016. Poi E, the movie. The movie is about one man, a musician, Dalbenius Prime, the Patea Māori Club, and the song Poi E. It's also about the revival of the Māori language. Dalbenius composed the song Poi E, and the Patea Māori Club performed it. They performed it for the Queen at a royal concert in Scotland. Patea is a small town of about 1,000 people on the west coast of the North Island. In 1982, the Patea freezing works closed. This was a major disaster for the town, as most people worked there. When the freezing works closed, there was no work for these people. About this time, Dalbenius returned to Patea from Australia, where he had been performing. He wrote the song Poi E for the Patea Māori Club. They wanted to perform it on TV1, but the TV producers said, "Where are the English words?" We do hear Māori on TV these days, so perhaps things have changed a little since 1984. The Patea Māori Club and the song Poi E became famous. Dalbenius also wanted to involve young people. The 1980s was the time of Michael Jackson and breakdancing, so Poi E had breakdancers too. The movie tells the story of how Poi E was recorded and became so popular. Some people say it should be our national anthem. It's a beautiful song, and the Patea Māori Club perform it so well. The movie opened in the New Zealand International Film Festival last month, but it's now showing in many cinemas throughout the country. It's a movie that most people, including children, will enjoy.